Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb of my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Sunday afternoon. Now, I know since Blog Talk Radio is heard out throughout the whole entire world where I am, I'm up in Maine. I'm originally a Boston girl, you know, and here up in Maine, it is noon Standard Eastern Time. So wherever you may be, whether it's good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, good all around. Today I got a couple of topics to talk about, and I do like to talk about dreams. And if anybody's calling in, just give me a few minutes just to talk about my first topic, because it's a little bit of a serious issue, and I know that I ask God, for me personally, I'm not going to push my religious views or anything upon anybody. It's just something in deep within my heart. You know, I believe to each their own, and as long as you're a good person, I think that's what matters. But I had asked God, you know, for a bigger voice, and mostly anybody that knows me knows for the past 7 years I've been, you know, trying to get my dream going to work with Jackie Chan. In the meantime, I've been giving, you know, opportunities to do something, and I so, you know, there's things that I care about, like getting rid of the gas chambers in animal shelters, where I believe every animal should be given a second chance. I don't know why that animals have to be put to death when they're totally, you know, healthy and such. I wish there would be a different way. Another thing that I'd like to talk about, when I find things on Facebook or something, whether they're charities or fundraisers, I like to talk about it. Sometimes there's so many things that I forget what I want to talk about, but one of the things I want to talk about on Facebook, and you can go to this, it's actually called Jeffrey's Heart. And I'm going to bring it up on the site. And Jeffrey is spelled J-E-F-F-R-E-Y apostrophe S, Heart, H-E-A-R-T. Beart. Now, do forgive me. I'm originally from Boston, and sometimes I kind of talk funny, but I feel comfortable in my own skin because the person that I do want to work with is Jackie Chan, and he talks the funniest out of us all. But, you know, we got to love Jackie, so I think I'm doing pretty good here. But the page you want to go to, Facebook, it's about a young man. I believe he's 20 years old because when this was written, I think it was in 2011, and he was 19 at the time. Jeffrey's Hot, spelled once again on Facebook. If you want to go there, it's spelled capital J-E-F-F-R-E-Y apostrophe S, Hart, and you can go there. And I'm actually going to read about the about here, and hopefully maybe someone will call in about this, but this is what's actually on the page, and I'm going to read it. And once again, I do apologize. I will try to pronounce things as best as I can. If I can't pronounce it, I will spell it. And this is about on Jeffrey's Hot page. Jeffrey Daniel Montalvo, and his last name is M-O-N-T-A-L-V-O, needs a heart transplant. At 19 in July of 2011, he was diagnosed with non-compaction cardiomyopathy, C-A-R-D-I-O-M-Y-O-P-A-T-H-Y. His family is on a mission to alleviate the financial burden that will befall him and Clarissa, C-L-A-R-I-S-A, Jeffrey's mom. Through strength and family, friends and faith in all that is good, we vow to support Jeffrey in every way we can along his journey toward a new heart and beyond. It's Jeffrey's Heart. Is an organization founded by Jeffrey Daniel Montalvo's family and friends whose primary goal is to alleviate the financial burden that comes with such a rare and complicated diagnosis such as a non-compaction cardiomyopathy. Jeffrey's Heart has often taken on, as part of its identity and mission, the advocation of organ donor registration and overall heart health. Just going to bring up the page a little bit here on Facebook. Jeffrey is a Meridian, Connecticut native and graduated from Maloney High School in 2009. He was attending Middlesex Community College, majoring in broadcast cinema when he was diagnosed. Jeffrey is a charming, respectful, hardworking, funny young man. He is a sneaker. How do you say the word? Avocando, A-F-I-C-I-O-N-A-D-O, a diehard Red Sox, Cowboys, and Knicks fan, enjoys photography. Hey, Jeffrey, just to let you know, I've got my Red Sox cap on, too. And it talks about his family. The family, Clarissa is his mother. Tatiana is his eldest sister. Tiara is his younger sister. Eddie is his grandfather. Carmen is his grandmother. Ed Jr. is uncle. Danny is an uncle. Sue, aunt, Danny's wife. Elania, E-L-L-I-A-N-A, is a cousin. Jaslyn is a cousin. Aw, they even have the dogs in here. Lala is a family dog. Aw. Boston is Uncle Danny's dog. Plus the extended family of friends, which are too vast to mention. You know who you are. General information. For any further information, e.g. mailing address, please send us a message via Facebook and email to info@jeffreyshot.org. So it's info@jeffreyshot.com. And the board of directors are Ed, Clarissa, it must be the whole family, that's what it looks like, Tatiana, Julian Nives, N-I-V-E-S, M-D, medical liaison, Gladys Needs, ESQ Legal Liaison, Richard Cuff, CLU Financial Liaison, I think it's Rashad Bennett, Yesenia Carrero, New Media Liaisons, Lisa Maldonado, Director of Marketing and Development, Daniel Cardona, Director of Logistics, Kimaria, K-I-M-A-I-R, S-E-R-P-A, Director of Operations. And actually, like I said, you can go to the Facebook page and check it out so that you can see it. And there's actually a website, I'll click onto that in a sec, but I'm going to bring up the, there's actually, it says Jeffrey's Hot Zombie Thon Fundraiser. Now, what's really kind of special about this, what caught my eye, it says October 6th, which is a Saturday, and October 7th is my birthday. So it's kind of like, I think that's really a special weekend to really do the, to do that fundraiser. It's, you know, just looking at this, it says 5 p.m. until 12 a.m. Meridian, MERIDENYNCA, Mountain Mist Outdoor Center, 576 High Hill Road, Meridian Court. I mean, sorry, I think it's Connecticut. Is it Court? I'm sorry, Court, 06450. Everyone, let's be zombie. Come get your zombie on to help support Jeffrey's Heart and our mission of promoting heart health and organ donor registration. Be there. Walking Dead viewing party will be showing the last 5 episodes of Season 2 to get you ready for the Season 3 premiere on October 14th. Suggesting donations $10. Raffle prizes, prizes for best zombie costume, walk and dance, cinema-style food, refreshments, and candy for sale. Free popcorn with admission. Free raffle ticket for dressing up as a zombie. I wish I could get down there because I actually did dress up as a zombie for a film, and which was actually it's called Anavi, which we got into from Unicovia Pictures. We got selected for our zombie films, we played at a film festival back in Boston in November. So it seems like, you know, in my circle, it seems like everything that's connected, I mean, this is to do with Jeffrey's Heart, but, you know, with zombies and me doing things, I mean, there's always a circle, you know, maybe it's kind of like the Lion King, everything's in one big circle here, and, you know, you just get connected with people. I don't even know how I actually saw this on Facebook. I really don't. I just happen to see things, and when I think things should be heard, I'm trying to speak, because once again, I ask God to give me a bigger voice, and I think, you know, if you can't make this fundraiser, you can actually donate. Do you know what I'm saying? It's something where you can donate money, but it's, I mean, I just can't imagine, because here I am 42 years old, I'm thinking, if you really think about it, I'm almost old enough to be Jeffrey's mother, because people do have children at a younger age, so it's kind of thinking that I could actually be, you know, Jeffrey's mom, and sitting here thinking I would probably want to do everything in my power to help my own child. So, you know, I don't know who's listening out there. Maybe some people in the archives, I mean, like I said, everybody has a busy lifestyle, and I don't know if I'm a big enough person that has a big enough voice to help out with those in need. And, you know, I just feel very lucky and blessed that, you know, I'm happy and healthy, and I just hope with my radio show, maybe it's going to help others. I mean, I don't know. I can talk for like 2 hours for so long, and, you know, hopefully this is going to be heard. Maybe more people can just go and go there and donate money. Do whatever you can. And I'm going to see, I think there was a website. Let me see if the link to the website on Facebook, I can, it's called HTTP, you know, :// or / twice, www.jeffreysheart.org. So hopefully I can, like, click onto the website. Okay, it did. It let me go in. It says, Jeffrey's Heart. Okay, there is a website. And let's see. There's stuff in here. Let's see. Welcome to Jeffrey's Heart. And I'm just going to read. It's probably a repeat, but, you know, I'm going to read what it says here actually on the website. Welcome to Jeffrey's Heart. Jeffrey Daniel Montavo needs a heart transplant. He was diagnosed with okay, his big words, forgive me. Trying to be all serious, but it's so hard for me to pronounce things. Non-compaction cardiomyopathy, CARDIOMYOPATHY, in July of 2011 at the age of 19, which Jeffrey must be 19 now. Jeffrey spent over a month in Hartford Hospital, where he eventually had surgery to implant a ventricular assist device, VAD, which helps his heart pump blood through his body. Shortly after being released in mid-August of 2011, he returned to Hartford Hospital to have implantable cardioverter defibrillator, ICD, implanted in his chest just below the skin to counter arrhythmias, A-R-R-H-Y-T-H-M-I-A-S. Following this, Jeffrey returned home to wait for his new heart. In July of 2012, he had some setbacks and had to return to Hartford Hospital, where he remained eagerly to waiting for his new heart. Jeffrey is Meridian, Connecticut native and graduated from Maloney High School in 2009. He was attending Middlesex Community College, majoring in broadcast cinema, where he was diagnosed. Jeffrey is a charming, respectful, hardworking, and funny young man. He is a sneaker. Oh, my gosh. Forgive me for not being able to pronounce it. I know what the word is. Africando, A-F-I-C-I-O-N-A-D-O, a diehard Red Sox, Cowboys, and Knicks fan, enjoys photography. We would like to extend our appreciation and prayers to all of the wonderful, kind, and generous people who have already donated to Jeffrey's Heart. If you are new to Jeffrey's Heart, please feel free to take a look around, donate, and become an organ donor. So you can actually go there. There's pictures. I don't know who. It looks like Jeffrey has a big family. He's there with all his family members, and you can go to the Facebook site. Remember, donations are not tax deductible, but, you know, when you really come to think about it, to do donations, you shouldn't really even think about it as being tax deductible, because when you're donating money to something and you know where it's exactly going to and it's to help someone out, why does everything have to be tax deductible? I know to write off in your taxes, but when you're donating to help someone save your life, does it matter if it's tax deductible? I mean, for me, I don't care. I don't care if it's tax deductible. If you're giving money to help save someone's life, that's what matters. You know, people, they got to think of something. It's like, you know, why not do something just to do something to give? You know, what you get in return is hoping that this boy, yeah, he's 20 years old, he's a young adult. I mean, he's in his age, he is 20 years old. He is a boy considered my age, but you hope that this young man is going to live a fulfilling long life. And that's what I pray for. I'm not a rich person, and I wish people, you know, would be able to donate and give, because, I mean, if I had more money, I wish I could keep giving money and stuff. But, you know, I work like anybody else, and I know people have asked me for donations and such. But, you know, I get by just like anybody else. I have a job, and I try. I work longer hours on less days so I can work on my dream jobs. And, you know, I wish I could do more. I wish I could really do more, like with Jeffrey. I wish I could donate more money. And if I can just sit here and talk about it, and just, even when the show is archived, and people can listen to, just go to donate. Anybody that has money out there, it just seems like, I know like a lot of people that don't have money and they want to donate. And it's like sometimes maybe people go up a cup of coffee or something like that. And I try to make, you know, my money make for my full-time job, try to stretch it as best as I can. But most of us, you know, like myself, we live from paycheck to paycheck, and I'm working very hard to have a life where I'm not going to have to worry about that anymore. I'm working very hard to become successful in my own way. Maybe I can start my own foundation. I mean, sometimes you want to know where your money is going to. I mean, with Jeffrey's Heart, you know it's going to the family. It says right there. You know exactly where the money is going to, the, you know, the donation. So it's something where I hope, you know, I don't know what else to do. All I can do is sit here and talk on a radio station. I wish I knew bigger people to say, hey, you know, can you donate there? I mean, I wish there was bigger people with bigger names to be able to donate to Jeffrey's Heart. Because it's like, you know, what I don't understand is, like, out there in the world, you know, you hear about these things where there's donations from, like, stars and such that are really big, and they give to certain things, and then you hear about other foundations where they're hardly recognizable, and they need money, too. I mean, there's so many things out there. It's just, I don't know if someone I knew was actually part of this, and I just friends it and looked at it. I don't even remember how I came across the Jeffrey Heart Foundation, and that's why I'm sitting here, you know, just because it caught my eye for some reason. And I'm sitting there talking about it on my show. So, you know, I just try to do the best that I can and see that if people go to his Facebook, and actually, if anybody wants to call in before I move on to my next subject, my next topic about Jeffrey's Heart, or if, you know, if I'm talking about something, you're welcome to call in. But I do ask, please do not call in and talk about politics or sexual orientations. If I have anybody on there, I'm going to ask people to please be respectful towards each other. I will not have any fighting or anybody, acting like this is Howard Stern show, because this isn't what it's about. My show is about dreams, life, love, and happiness. And I'm not going to sit there and let people, put each other down on my show. So it's kind of something where if you don't understand these things about what I want to do with my show, you're not going to be welcome on my show. Because if you really think about it, my radio show is if in your household, you welcome a guest in your household. So please be respectful, because I will disconnect your butt faster than you know. The telephone number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. Now, I know probably people are recovering from last night. I did a live event myself last night, so I think I did pretty good. But to get back to Jeffrey's heart, Jeffrey, if you're out there, I hope this gets some attention for you. I hope it helps you, a little bit. I wish I had a bigger voice. I really wish I did. And I'm sorry that I'm not a big, huge star or something like that. Maybe someday. And, I'll just say a prayer for you. I do believe in God. And, I hope there's, guardian angels watching over you. And I'm sure your family loves you very much. And I hope you live a very long and happy, healthy life to your best ability. And just, I think you were taking up something to do with cinema and something like that. Let me tell you, anything is possible, because Jeffrey, my dream is to work with Jackie Chan. So I know for 7 years, every single day I've been working on it. So don't you give up your hope, Jeffrey, about what your dreams are. If you hear me in this radio show, somehow you're in, you just believe in yourself. You have a good heart. You're strong, and you're young, and I'll be cheering for you, Jeffrey. Wherever you are, Jeffrey, you got a fan. Shelly Nunchucks is your fan, and I'll say a prayer for you. And once again, I really, really hope with all my heart, that somehow, some way, you'll get that heart that you need, and you'll live a happy, healthier life, and, many blessings to you and your whole family. So anybody wants to call in, even if I move on to my next topic, if you do want to call in and interrupt what I'm saying, it's perfectly fine. I got to start learning how to better promote my show, do it ahead of time. But these ideas just come and boom, I'm on the show. So I'm doing everything to my best ability, running everything, by myself, and that's the way I want it. I will, in the future have other guests on my show, hopefully a couple of the people I've asked them, and I'm trying to do the best I can. And I'm learning a little bit as I go more and more. Now, what I want to do before I talk about my next subject, I'd like to play the song The Fighter. Now, this is a song by my nephew, Cardiac, and let me say, I think there's some producer out there that is, stealing this song, and from what I heard, and I'm really not too happy about that, because I've been talking about this song, and it is my theme song. This song, The Fighter, is my theme song. So the producer out there that wants to steal this from my nephew, let me tell you, I have been posting, and I am living proof, and I will testify. I will even stand up for my nephew, Cardiac, because I think this is a song they're trying to steal, which this song was supposed to go into The Fighter. They wanted to make this song for Mark Wahlberg's film, but I guess it wasn't good enough or something for that. But what I'm doing, what I had planned on doing, is putting it in my film, The Dishwasher, the song The Fighter, and let me say to that producer, that's the little thief, because there's no honor sometimes in the entertainment business. And let me say, this is my song, my theme song. Jeffrey, what I'm going to do right now, usually I dedicate this song for, for me, myself, and it's going in my film, The Dishwasher, which is dedicated to Jackie Chan and to Sarah. But today, Jeffrey, I'm playing the song The Fighter, and I had opened up, and let me see, before I'm going on to my next subject, Jeffrey, just to say, this song is for you right now.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace, my nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face, hands take, can't escape this decision I make, heart racing, my faith says this is my fate, I just brace and I take in the face of adversity, tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me, gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger, fame smarter, street smarter, train harder, can't stop. stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving,
keep training, headstrong, be patient.
Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter.
It's not an option to lose.
Hello, and Shelly Nunchuk's back, and that today, the song The Fighter, I'm actually dedicating to Jeffrey Foundation on Facebook. You can go to Jeffrey's Hot on the website. The young man is actually 20 years old, and he's looking to receive a new heart. And right now, Jackie Chan Kitty is driving me crazy. She does this on every time I'm on the show. I don't know what it is. So right now, I've got a little red laser pointer. Let's see. I'm just going to torture her a little bit. Let's get her chasing the back and forth. Yeah, I got to do this to keep the cat preoccupied because my little co-host is a little furball, and you guys just don't know. You guys don't see it, but she likes to kind of do things to get my attention. She likes to go on things she's not supposed to go on, and she just wants the extra attention. It seems like anybody I video Skype with or video chat with, she, like, chews on my foot, and it's just really funny. You know, she just wants a little extra attention, so right now I have a little laser pointer, and I'm having her run crazy around the place here, and she's just a little cat, and she's like, sounds like she's a running pachyderm or something, like a big huge elephant. It's like, you know, you know, it's just kind of funny to us, you know, animals, and I just love them with all my heart. The next thing that I want to move on to is something that is very dear to my heart. You know, it's something where I think I've said this before on my show before, I can't really talk too much and develop the film myself, you know, I mean, with anything, it's, you know, you just really can't talk too much about. The thing that I can talk about is two things. This film itself, it's actually four women who actually are whisked away, and we have to defend the planet, and I'm one of the primary characters. I actually am kind of like a Rosie Riveter kind of character. And the thing is, like, I don't want to fight. And, you know, I guess I can kick butt. But besides that, that's the type of character. But, you know, the thing itself is, since I do know where with this fundraiser for Falcare, I know where the money's going because I'm part of this. So I guarantee you, you know, if you want to donate to the film, which I'm telling you, we have gotten so much better since the first film in Korea. Anna Creer, you can actually rent on Amazon.com for $1.99. Now, you can sit there and watch it with kids. It's a 45-minute fantasy film where a young girl finds a book, and actually, you know, the book comes to life, which is a little quote, and she's, I mean, it's been a couple of years now, so I think all the kids have gotten a lot taller and older, and, you know, it's kind of funny to sit back and to think that I had, you know, I was given a chance with Horror is the Core de Lisa, who actually says, you know, I went to him, you know, it's kind of funny. I swear to God, and I'm not going to lie about the story. You know, back up, I'll talk about the fundraiser for Falcare. But, you know, this thing I think in my head, and, you know, a couple years ago, I met one of my brothers, one of my big brothers. I asked God, I said, you know, God, I wish I had a big brother, you know, someone that would teach me. Lo and behold, my wish came true. On a site, off a website, I saw a picture of a man, big guy, and he was bowing. And he had, what is the thing? I forget what it's called. It's, I think it's Tukey or Lukey or something like that, something to do with this culture. And if he was hearing about this puzzle act, because me to remember some things, I know I want to be an actress, and my memory is all like Gaga and stuff like that. But, you know, he's bowing. And I was sitting there going, that's a sign of honor. He must know something about martial arts or something. So I finally, you know, people, I guess, were telling Z, you can call him Z because a lot of people, they can't, you know, pronounce his name as the Horror is the Core de Lisa, so people call him Z. Now, people that were actually working with Z, you know, it's his, you know, I guess, mentioned about me, and so I finally got to call Z, and now Z has many different, you know, backgrounds, and a lot of people look at him, and sometimes they think he's just this black guy, but you can tell. I mean, people that are really wise and know there's more than being African-American. He's Maori Polynesian, and he has these long blonde braids, and he has this tattoo on his face, and that's part of his Maori Polynesian culture. Like I said, he's also a Native American Apache, Maori Polynesian, African-American, and Scottish. I know a lot of Scottish has been in there, but it does. So anyway, the first phone call I had, and I'm not kidding, this is just how it went. You know, I was talking to him, and he's like, very educated man, and I'm looking at the picture. I swear to God I said this, and this is how naive I was. And he's talking and going, so is this the horror, you know, the guy on the picture, the big black guy? And he goes, yes, it is. Yes, it really is. And I go, well, come sound white. And I mean, this is how it is. And he's like, well, what am I supposed to sound like? Yo, yo, yo. So I'm sitting there going, that's exactly one of our first conversations. But it's like, because in society where it was, you know, I wasn't really educated on much culture, and I wanted to learn. I wanted people to teach me, you know, about Asian culture and stuff. And he's like, he's so diverse in knowing so many cultures. And, you know, I wanted to know so much. And, you know, he's been my teacher and my big brother for quite a few years now. And because of him, I have to be honest, he was one of the people, the reason why I'm actually sitting on the radio show today, even though I'm affiliated with my big sister, Charlie Alejandro. This is her Ordinary Women, it's Shelley Nunchuck show is affiliated with the horror. If it wasn't because of him, I never would be, you know, doing all the things I'm doing today, writing and, you know, having my own place here and, you know, doing all the things I'm doing. And what I, you know, it's kind of just thinking a few years back, I never thought I'd be doing all the things that I'm doing right now. So when I told him, you know, trying to go out and get parts in films, and now let me just say, I'm kind of tall. I'm 5'8", and they're, you know, I have basic martial arts skills, and I wanted to go out and auditions, and all they really wanted to give me is the hooker roles, the stripper roles, and the sex scenes, and I did not want to do that. I do not want to take my clothes off of films. You know, I wanted to do a little bit of my fights and, you know, stunts and stuff and my own little things. Now, I'm not a black belt. I have a little bit of training, you know, on and off in capoeira for 2 years, and then I trained for a year in Tai Chi under Z's supervision. So, you know, there I was trying to get even to go to audition. Now, mind you, once again, I'm 5'8", and it's like they were just looking for men. And I said, well, can't you at least give me a chance to even audition and then say no? And they're like, no. And I'm sitting here going, you know, had to kind of prove my worth. Even in independent films, it's kind of like, you know, I have something to give. Even just basic stuff, a little kick and a punch, and I was like, you know, find out my friends are guys going out for these auditions, and they're like, I said, well, what did you do with the audition to get the part? Oh, through just a punch and a kick, and I'm going, really? I said, I'll put a sock down my pants and put my hair up to their cap to go dress like a guy, and I was really thinking about doing that. I swear to God, I was thinking of getting an alias for an actor's name as a man, disguising myself. I know this is very ironic. To go to auditions, dress up like a man, really look like a man, auditioning, have a whole different name just to get parts for a film. I know that sounds insane, but looking at, I was going to get all these parts. I'm not even going to explain what I was offered and stuff like that, because when I saw the parts on TV, I was like, no, like there was sex scenes and stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, hell no, that's not what I want to do. So after seeing that, I go, well, what does that, that doesn't show anything for me. It doesn't really show, you know, what I've got to give. Anybody can sit there and take their clothes off. I mean, I could be sitting here in the radio station, you know, in the studio naked, no one would ever know. I mean, I'm really, if I want to go look at the rest, I go look in the mirror, okay? It's plain and simple, something like that. I mean, seriously, it's like, when I want to see a film, I don't care what anybody says, to each their own, but I don't want to see breasts in a film. I don't care. I want to see what these women have to give. Why do they have to take their shirts off? And, you know, I'm very secure, and if I think a woman's beautiful, I'll tell them that they're beautiful. I'm very secure about stuff like that. It's not stuff that I'm jealous with, and people think, you know, I'd be jealous of certain things. The only thing I'd have to be jealous about is, did you work with Jackie Chan? The one thing I want to do, people think they're going to make me jealous over things. It doesn't work like that with me. The only way you can make me jealous is if you worked with Jackie Chan. So when people are hating on me and stuff like that, okay, did you work with Jackie Chan? I don't think so. And it's kind of funny. I just sit here and really laugh because it's like there's nothing in the whole entire world that anybody can make me jealous unless you worked with Jackie Chan. I mean, seriously, that's the one thing I want, and that's all, you know, I say I don't need birthday presents or Christmas presents. I'd rather, you know, people do donations toward charities. That's what I've been saying, you know, for the people that passed on me. Do not give me any birthday presents or anything. I would just like to, even for now, even if I wasn't working with Jackie, for my birthday, October 7th, I would love to just sit down and have a conversation and have tea with Jackie Chan. That's all I want. It's what, the cost of a cup of coffee? That's practically, that's all I want. So when people got all these things and stuff and, you know, whatever, I'm sitting there going, honey, and don't make me jealous one bit. Did you work with Jackie Chan? I have a better, I think I have more luck than some people are trying to make me jealous, because I think I'd have a better luck working with Jackie Chan than they would. And it's like when people say that, I won't be able to work with Jackie Chan, it's, you know, kind of funny now, because I think I'm closer to working with Jackie Chan than those people are who say that I won't be able to work with Jackie Chan. Another thing is, I'll get to the Falcare fundraiser, but a lot of people, when I first started getting business, they'd be yelling and like whatever, you know, saying that I can't work with Jackie Chan. I'm like, whatever. Go, you know something? Jackie Chan is his own country, his own universe, his own world. He has his own companies. Now, you're going to tell me, you're going to put words in your mouth and you think you're going to know what Jackie Chan says? I mean, come on. I mean, half of the people out there that say that I can't work with Jackie Chan, they've never even watched his films in other countries with all the subtitles. I've been watching Jackie Chan since I was a little girl. I even know some secrets about Jackie Chan. And let me tell you something, learning about him, I bet half of you people out there don't know how he becomes red in the face. You know what I learned? I learned that Jackie puts his head between his legs to make his blood rush to the top of his head, and that's how he becomes so red. He puts his head between his legs. There's these things that I know about Jackie that half of you people out there probably don't even know. You know, learning about how the guy would work on set. He's very serious. Now, he's a comedian, but he's very, very serious about what he does. So, working on a set, I know you just do your job, and what people don't really understand, working on a film, it's very repetitive. You do it over and over again. So I keep doing it over and over again. I get up and I try my best. If I'm falling down or something, get up and do it again. Get up and do it again. Get up and do it again. That's what it's about. You know, keep getting it until the director, who's ever making the film, you know, until they want it to a certain point. And let me tell you, you can do 20 takes. You can do it over and over again. Even if it's something that you don't like on set, you have to do it. That's what you're there for. You're there to do you're there to do a job. So for me, working on a film set, whoever's there, and I've seen so much stuff and crap go on behind the scenes, but when I'm on a set, I am reliable. I am there. And when I think about working on a film set, it is work. It is not something, it's not a dating field for me. And I talk with many different men, and half the time I like talking to the stuntmen. The reason why, you know, most of the time working on sets, the stunt people are mostly men. So, of course, I'm going to speak to them first before anybody else. Well, it's not being in the way, but wanting to learn. It's like, you know, I get excited because, oh, someone's going to sit and talk to me about their stunts, about their experience. So what people don't know is I've been learning, and I've been sitting there talking, and I'm trying to look to see what people are doing so I can have my, you know, hands-on experience grow. And that's what I do when I'm on film sets. I don't look to date on film sets, and I tell people all the time, I'm not there, and it's like, you know, I just mind my business, and that's what you're there for on film sets. Now, if people, they can do whatever they want, but I keep my nose clean on a film set, so it's kind of something like that. It's just like any other job. I don't think people out there that, you know, that don't work in film, they don't realize how hard it is to do films, especially independent films, because a lot of filmmakers that I know, you know, they work jobs and they're taking the money out of their own pocket to make their film. They don't have all this Hollywood financing and stuff. So you have to change your way of thinking when you're looking at independent films. A lot of them are crappy, yeah. But what you don't realize, the people that are making those independent films, you know, they don't have the money. You know, they like, when people look at the films, they all, oh, really, it's not that great. You have to really think about it. When you're watching an independent film, how much money did these people were able to work with? So more than likely, they're trying to work with the best they've got. So that's what the point about independent films. Now, the thing is, with independent films, Hollywood, once again, has to ruin something, because independent films are not supposed to really be Hollywood films, because it's like, what was started with independent filmmakers were people that weren't Hollywood. So now Hollywood got this idea to make independent films like part of their own. It's a whole different ballgame. I mean, really, if you really sit there and think about it. And no, I'm not trying to be a wise butt or something like that, but I personally know a lot of people, you know, from New England that are trying, you know, the whole East Coast over here, they're just trying to make a film, something part of their heart. And let me say, some films can take about 5 to 7 years to make because of people's schedule and stuff like that. People volunteering their time. A lot of people that are non-union, we have to work just as hard as anybody else. And it's something where if I became non-union, I wouldn't have been able to do what I want to do, because I think once you become SAG, well, there's pros and cons, because when you do become SAG, you do get paid more money and they look out for you and stuff. But the thing is, if I really want to do what I want to do, I think there would be like halting with what I want to do, even though it's been taking me 7 years to get this together. Once I decide when I do my film, I'm going to, you know, my film, The Dishwasher, I'm going to try to my best ability to make it like a Jackie Chan type of feel to it. Now, in speaking of films, to go with Felcare, what I was saying, it's something where I'm going to bring up about the fundraiser. And this is exactly from the fundraiser itself. We need to raise $35,000 to complete Falcyre, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R. There is a Facebook for it. You can even go to Ahura Zakura Deliza, A-H-U-R-A-Z Deliza, and actually you can, you know, write to him. They have assistants that help them out with the site if you want to find out more about the film. Once again, we need to raise $35,000 to complete Falcyre. We need different camera equipment and better screening equipment. We've gone as far as we can go without your help. Those of you that know Ahura know that he has the ability to take a little bit and stretch it to its limit if he has. But now he needs help. We are asking for funds so that we can do a beautiful film to present to you. If even 100 of you gave 150, that would help us considerably. If there are companies out there that would be willing to sponsor our project, we will find a way to feature you, your product, or your name in Falcyre. We will do it in an artistic way so that it fits within the grand scheme of the movie. We are doing the best that we can with no money. We have hit a wall. We do not need millions, although it will be graciously accepted. But to fulfill the vision of Falcyre, we need a little. All of you that give will receive gifts and maybe even a walk-on role in the movie. We thank you in advance for your consideration and hope that you will be generous. Now, you can go to the Falcare Fundraiser, fundraiser.com. In Falcare Fundraiser, Falcare, F like in Frank, A-Y, C like in Cat, Y-Y-R as in Robert, Fundraiser. So far, $450 has been raised for out of the $35,000. And let me say, since I am personally part of Falcare, I guarantee you, and you know, I swear upon my nunchucks that the money is going towards that film, everything. I've sit there. I've seen them put the costumes together. They actually go and they get the fabric for the costumes. They sit there and they sew them themselves. I'm seeing how the armor, you know, showing me. I can't say any secrets, but it looks good. The headpieces and everything, they are doing it themselves. They are working on it themselves. So really, all the money that you do, you know, donate, it will be going to the film. Because I know a lot of people, they don't know, but as a radio show host, Shelly Nunchucks here, I am part of this film. And let me just say, in my life, people always said I cannot do something. Even as a little girl, how I looked up to Jackie Chan, and I even sat in front of the TV when I saw Wonder Woman. I've repeated this before. I watched Wonder Woman, and I dreamt of being Wonder Woman running around in underoos. Yes, the underwear, you know, underoos, it's kind of, I don't know if anybody remembers them. It looks like a Wonder Woman bathing suit, but, you know, you're a little kid, and you run around, you want to be like Wonder Woman. Little did I know, over 20 years later, I'd be playing a lead in a film that is like a Wonder Woman in Falcare. Even started taking, you know, horseback riding lessons and, you know, trying to get in shape. And let me just say, I just had a beginning workout the other night. They were training me a little bit at Unicorn Cove, and I'm still a little sore. That was just the beginning. And I'm going, that's just the beginning. And I'm sitting here a little sore. But you know something? I'm going to give my all to this film. And I'm going to try my damn hardest. We, you know, even working on the scenes that we worked so far, even with my character, I'm trying very hard to give my all to this film. And I feel honored and blessed to be a primary character, because I can't even tell you, I've tried so hard, and I almost feel like crying right now, live on the air, because, you know, really, people, try not to cry, but, you know, people told me I couldn't do it. They told me that I couldn't, you know, be a lead or whatever, because if I wasn't pretty enough or whatever, because I didn't want to take my clothes off or because I had my Boston accent, you know, there's people that I sound like a whore. And he believed in me, and he had me do a fight scene in Anna Creer, and even though it wasn't that big, he gave me the opportunity to be in a film and to fight him. And, you know, he's a big guy in this, you know, many, knows many martial arts. And for me, be able to sit here and talk live now, 12:45 on Sunday, to say to all those people that said I was not good enough, here I am standing today. And just like Elton John's song, his video, I'm still saying I am here. And I am going to make something of myself. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody, you know, thinks, it doesn't matter, because none of those people are in my life. And I work hard, and I don't have to use men to survive and get along. I'm not sitting here like years ago, like, you know, not knowing where my life was going to go. But here I am, and I am making something of my life. And I've surrounded myself with the most intelligent people that you can ever think of. And because of Ahura, I am doing these things. And to be part of Falcare, I am honored. Because October, I am going to be 42 years old. And to start off 41, taking horseback riding lessons, you know, people would have laughed quite a few years ago at me, and they did. But it doesn't matter, because I'm even close, not just with Falcare, but I know I'm going to work with Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan is the one man who, you know, just watching his films have given me much inspiration for many years. So once again, to read about the fundraiser, I'll read it once again, but I am going to play a song, and hold on for one moment. Let's go. Yeah, got to go up to the list. And I guess you know what songs, you have to get permission from people to actually, you know, play songs. And I want you people to hear, and I've played it before, in a song called Battle Song. Now, this is Aurora Cordelisa and his lovely wife, Sonari. Now, you know in films that people, you know, when they're making the songs set the mood to a film. When you listen to Battle Song, you're going to get a feel for that epic feel. So what I'm doing right now is playing Battle Song. And this is the type of music I think, I could be wrong, but I think this is actually going to be in Valkyr. I think so. I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm just acting in it, and I'm proud and honored to be part of Valkyr. But here we go. This is Battle Song, and you'll totally understand the song and how the feel for Valkyr goes. Well, here we go with Battle Song. Totally look up to my big brother, Jorge Zakura, but more on filmmaking films. He is the director. Anyway, I guess you guys, I wish you guys could see. I'm scratching Jackie Chan Kitty, and she's all like, oh, yeah, I'm back scratching. She's all psyched. I don't know if you've ever scratched a cat. She's just enjoying the scratching and the love. She's like, oh, yeah, this kitty likes to scratch. This is what I'm actually doing when I'm actually on the radio show. I have to pay attention to my co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. If not, she'll start chewing on me. So I'm scratching. He's like, oh, yeah, that scratch is wonderful. Yeah, scratch my back, scratch my back. You know, if you ever had a cat or a dog, they love it. You know, they're your Lego Go or, you know, a cat or a dog, you know, or even a horse. You scratch the back part closer to their butt. They kind of get all excited. That's what they do with their mouth, you know, and the cat or tongue is going out 50 miles a minute here, like, oh, yeah, that's a good scratch. The silliness of my show. Anyway, I want to go back to the fundraiser. I'm going to read once again. For our film, Falkir, where we're actually type of Wonder Women, and it says, once again, we need to raise $35,000 to complete Falkir. We need different camera equipment and better screening equipment. We've gone as far as we can go without your help. Those of you that know Ahura know that he has the ability to take a little and stretch it to its limit, and he has. But now he needs help. We are asking for funds so that we can do a beautiful film to present to you. If even 100 of you gave $150, that would help us considerably. If there are companies out there that will be willing to sponsor our project, we will find a way to feature you, your product, or your name in Falkir. F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R as in Robert. We will do it in an artistic way so that it fits within the grand scheme of the movie. We are doing the best that we can with no money, but we have hit a wall. We do not need millions, even though we would graciously accept it. But to fulfill the vision of Falkir, F-A-L-C-Y-Y-R, we need a little. All you that give will receive gifts, and maybe even a walk-on role in the movie. We will thank you in advance for your consideration and hope that you will be generous. That would be kind of cool. I'd be able to meet ya. You want to meet me in a film? Donate to the site. You can actually meet me. I don't know if I don't think they have accommodations. I mean, it's something where you get to be in the film. And, you know, we'll be able to meet Shelly Nunchuk's girl herself. Now, I don't know, I don't know about, you know, the script, the way the horror runs it. So you actually have to call them or talk to them on Facebook. Like I said, I'm just talking about the fundraiser. I'm part of the, you know, acting and doing my own stunts and fights in the film. But as far as, you know, casting and stuff, I don't really have anything to do with that. I'm just supporting the fundraiser. You go to fundraiser, Athens and Frank. U, N as in Nancy, D as in David, R as in Robert, A, Z as in Zebra, R as in Robert. Go to Falkir, fundraiser, donate. And so far they raised a $450 raise. Now let's see. I'm going to actually see who's actually helped raise some money. Teresa Dern, Sarah Smith, Gloria Holden, Joanna Majake, M-A-J-K-I, Anita Lovejoy, Parabella, and an anonymous. Thanks, anonymous. Thanks, everyone, for donating to the fundraiser. And let me say, since I am part of the film, I do indeed know that is actually going to the film between the costuming and all things, and you can, you know, even to feeding us on the set. Believe me, I respect the actors and to stunt people more and more. You know, like I said, it's something where anybody that's acting that does their stunts and fights, I give them more props, because actually getting into it myself, I'm seeing firsthand, you know, when you're getting thrown around on the ground and everything like that, let me just say, it is a lot of hard work. And I'm going to take a sip of my water because I think I've been talking nonstop for an hour here. So I'm going to get some water here. Good H2O. Hey, can I, like, I'm drinking some Poland Spring water. Hey, maybe Poland Spring water can, you know, you guys donate to our, you know, our little film here. Let me say, you know, Aurora likes Poland Spring. Maybe you guys can give them a year's worth of Poland Spring water at Unicorn Cove, because they really drink your water. That really would be good, because he actually, you know, that's actually the best spring water. It's Poland Spring. So, you know, if any company, if anybody hears from, you know, Poland Springs, hey, here in Maine, if you want to give them some water to donate, I think that would be really great because they get a lot of your water. So Poland Spring Company, you know, hey, if you want to help out the set, get in touch with Ahura Zakora Deliza. We really drink your water. Actually, right now, I am drinking Poland Spring water. You know, maybe I'll get into doing commercials, but hey, Poland Spring water, hey, you got some, giving you some props because we actually really do drink products. So anybody, you know, you can check out Unicorn Cove. Ahura Zakora Deliza also is a headmaster. And I took a year of Tai Chi with Ahura for 1 year. They have many different classes, you know, talk about dreams. I don't know all the classes there. Like I said, I'm asking people, stop asking me to go on ghost hauntings and hunting and stuff like that. I don't do that stuff because I am not going to go someplace where I'm going to end up bringing something bad back to where I live. That is not my thing. Just because Ahura is my brother, it doesn't mean I'm the medical, physical person he is. If anybody's going to ask me questions, I don't know. I'm not a telepath. You have to ask him. That's totally separate. That's not my thing. That's what he is. You can go and speak to him about that. I just work with him in film. I mean, I go to the school and I talk to him about certain things, but as far as the metaphysical realm, don't ask me questions. I don't have the answers. You have to ask Ahura Z, and he'll give you the answers. So just because he's my brother doesn't mean I'm a telepath or something like that. I think people have been getting that kind of confused and trying to write to me about certain things. And once again, I am not doing any ghost hunting things with anybody anytime soon. So that definitely is a no-no. That's something I do not do. I do not go on hauntings or anything like that. So please do not talk to me about that. That's not something is part of my specialty. It's actually a horror specialty, totally different and opposite of me. And now I'll see how long I'm going to last. I have the show for another hour, so if anybody wants to call in, 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. But let me just say, I do apologize the way I'm running this. I'm trying to, like, you know, look up stuff on here. Let's see. Page can I pull up? You know something? I think I'm going to bring up the one man who I want to work with on IMDb, Jackie Chan. Yes, let's see. Jackie Chan, what have you been up to? Let's see. Let's pull up IMDb. Oh, by the way, IMDb, it's like every single of actors in the whole entire acting world. If you look up Shelley Nunchuk, I am the only one with them so excited about to have the actor named Shelley Nunchuk. So, like in the page on Facebook, Jackie Chan. Do you know that Jackie Chan has over 100 films? And I already, it's a very, very long list, but Chinese Zodiac is coming out in December, I believe, 12th, 2012. And no, the world is not going to end in December. Get it out of your heads. I believe in God and stuff like that. There's too much, you know, seriously. Don't you think if the world was going to end, it would end by now. Why wait until a date? Seriously, there's too much to live for. There's too much, you know, things that are going on in the world. You know, the world is not going to be smite, and the world is not coming to an end December 12th. And like I said, I believe in God and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just something where I do believe that, you know, there's going to be good things happening. I mean, us as people ourselves, you know, I do believe that there are good people out there in the world, in every country, every city, every state. I think there's probably more good people out there than bad people. And we're going to fight. We're the ones that are going to be the warriors and that are going to fight for the good of all mankind. But to get away, you know, like I said, I'm not some sort of religious nut. I just, you know, I just believe what I believe, and I try to learn about, you know, about Buddha and stuff like that, the teachings, and like I said, to each their own and stuff. But anyway, pulling up about Jackie Chan. Now, man, I just wish I could play some of Jackie's songs. How am I going to get permission? I wish I could get some permission to actually play some of Jackie Chan's songs. Man, I would just love that. Let's see. There's so much stuff. I mean, wow. Jackie has, now it's on Jackie Chan's IMDb page, is 112 titles. You go, Jackie Chan, you go. And how old is he? 58? He's going to be 59? God bless this man. God bless Jackie Chan. Let's see. Actually, one of my favorites, I think, is actually First Strike. There's so many. You know what gets confusing about Jackie Chan films is that in America and in China, there's totally different names for the films. So sometimes it gets a little bit confusing, but I think one of my favorite is actually First Strike, because it has that ladder scene in it that I just love. And I'm trying to see when exactly was First Strike. Was it 90s? I can't even, the song, my God, going up and down. Jackie Chan's First Strike, 1996. So that means that I was 26 years old. Okay, that's when that film was out. Man, I got to stretch. At least the kitty's being good, my little furball co-host here. So let's see. On Jackie's film, First Strike, Who Am I? Before I got my new computer, the laptop, and I only had the DVD player, I had the DVD of Rush Hour, and I broke my Rush Hour DVD, and I think I watched Rush Hour about 2 years straight, and if you think it's 365 days in a year, if you watch it every day twice for 2 years, I mean, it's going to be thousands of times you watched Rush Hour. Do you understand other words that are coming out of my mouth? And the other thing you think of is war, huh? What else is it good for? Absolutely nothing. War, you all. Everybody knows war, war, huh? There's so many different films that I actually like of Jackie. Oh, by the way, don't ever ask me to sing. I'll break your windows. I might be able to rap a little bit, but that's about it. Man, I so wish I had some of Jackie Chan's songs here. If I ever meet him, go, Jackie, can I use some of your songs? Can I get permission to use some of your songs on my radio station? Because I would be playing them. Let's see. Okay. Now to let you guys know, next week, which I believe is September 30th, I will be live on the air, 5 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, with Triceptor Studios, once again, Crosby, Tatum, Reese, actually. Wednesday night, some of the guys from Triceptor Studios was actually live on the air with me. We ended up raising the rest of the money for their film. So I'm very glad. Hopefully I was able to help them out to get it. It seems like, to bring them on the air, I was able to help them. So I like to right now play the song Feel. And this one, I was actually very lucky to be actually in this video. I've worked with Triceptor Studios, guys back in Boston, love, love, love you guys. The song is Feeling. It's got one of that, happy feelings to it. So what I'm going to do is play the song here, Feel, on behalf of my brother, Crosby Tatum. It's by Laz and Kath with Triceptor Studio Family. Here we go.
Yeah, Laz Ritz, Cat of B, Miss Smith and Envy, for little 9, y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptors Studios, check it, yeah, yeah, yo, chilling in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love, I saw you walking by looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set, to take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly, after the club, meet me at the bar. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ah, ha, ha, ooh, ah, ha, ha, ooh, ah. You just make me feel, feel. Ooh, ah.
prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to steer. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was death a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do that.
And I'm trying to do a couple things all at once because I wanted to talk about a page that I sort of helped run a little bit called Day Zero. Now, this show has been winning a couple of awards. It's actually a web series. It's actually been winning, I don't know if you could say winning or nominations or whatever, but receiving awards for actually the web series. And it's by someone I personally know. His name is Cal Nguyen, C-A-L-N-G-U-Y-E-N. And the man himself, he actually, you know, served in the Air Forces, and he actually legitimately was not born in this country. He actually speaks pretty good English, which, believe it or not, when you're thinking someone's coming from another country, he actually came from Vietnam, but, you know, it was all legal and stuff, so he is a citizen, so he did everything the right way. Actually, his parents, you know, came here, and he came here with his family, but, you know, he went to college, he, you know, went to the Air Force. And, you know, something which I'm very proud and honored to speak about him in this series. Now, with Day Zero, what I'm going to do is bring it up. And you actually can go and check out Day Zero. I'm actually on one of the pages for that and a couple other pages. And with Day Zero, it says, on the very thing today about Friday, it says, finally we got our award win shown up on IMDb. Only one missing so far is the California Film Awards. So it actually goes on the IMDb page, Day Zero, which I'm going to bring up the about. Hold on for 1 second. Award-winning internet television web series by Full for Nugget Productions. You can sign up for the newsletter, too. And this is what it's about, the description about Day Zero. The year is 2112. The world's population has been wiped out, leaving behind only hybrids, shadows of what human beings once were. Left unharmed by the fallout of the last great war, eight people who are struggling for survival, trying to avoid their past and forge new beginnings. A drug addict, an army captain, a killer, a deaf boy and his sister, a Southern Bayou deadshot, a hopeless optimist, and a prostitute. They're not zombies because they actually never died. I should be dead, one of the near 7 billion people who once lived on this godforsaken planet, there are eight of us left, and I guess that's by Blake Edwards, the survivor. And the plot outline says, Day Zero synopsis, the Earth's population was nearly decimated as a result of World War, I think it's four. Science and technology had advanced beyond ethical bounds, so most of mankind reversed course. Eventually, global dictators violated the United Nations Bioethics Treaty, secretly stockpiling arms as a result. Oblivious America was attacked. Retaliations with augmented nuclear weaponry had unforeseen effects affecting most survivors in the Western Hemisphere and altering the rest. Those infected became ravenous beasts feeding off the remaining population. But pockets of humanity remain. In the middle of Utah, AIDS survivors, what will they do now? So that's actually, you know, you can see it on blip.tv, blip.tv, vbctv.com, Slebisodes, SEBISODES.com, Sifinal, SIFINAL.com, WebSeriesChannel.com, Roku, Foxy, IDG, Amazon.com, and more. And you tell your friends and family about this. Now, some of the awards, this is actually part of it. It's Official Selection Award-Winning Webisode Shorts, 2012, the 16th Annual Indie Gathering International Film Festival. Official finalist. I can't even talk. Official Finalist TV Pilot Competition 2012 Las Vegas Film Festival. Diamond Award Winner Television Productions Competition 2011 California Film Awards. Ooh, that's a mouthful. But actually, Callum Newman is, you know, he actually wears many hats. And, you know, maybe it's not something where it's your typical zombie. I mean, they're hybrids. And it was an original story by Cal, but he actually bought the rights to the story. He made it even better. So I give him props about that. Now, he asked it, and, you know, I've asked Cal if, you know, something where he can actually, you know, star in it more. But because he's the one that's actually paying out of pocket of his own, you know, of his own money, he has to direct it himself. You know, he's filming, editing, and, you know, putting so much together. And it's like, Cal's a really great actor. If you see him in one of the past episodes, I think on the last episode where, you know, it shows more of his character, I wish he was actually shown more in the series itself. And what I would like to see happen is actually him become actually one of the leads if they actually do a season two, because he is a very talented actor. You know, if you really look, he's very smart and intelligent. And let's go beyond the stereotypes of Asian character, because he's just a very smart human being in general. And I really do wish he, you know, he accomplishes what he wants to accomplish, because, you know, it's something where he wants to be casted as a human being. And I know exactly what he wants to do. And he's trying to show, you know, going beyond the stereotypical thing with Asian characters. He just wants to be casted as a human being. You know, and, you know, being here in America, you think that in this day and age they'll be going beyond the stereotypical things. And, you know, I really hope he does get his points out there, him just being a character and not as, you know, as ethnicity, you know what I mean. So I'm really hoping much luck for that with, you know, for Cal. And anyway, you know, something here, one last song. My brother actually wrote this, and I think it was one of those things he just wanted to do for fun, but people actually buy this song. So I'm going to end the show with this song here today. It's called Get Up Off Your Seat. And it's with Horace, Cora DeLisa, once again, did this song. And everyone, I just hope you have a good day, all right? Talk to you later.
Take your head off your feet. put your hands.